Joining us on the line now is Aaron Glazer. He is the attorney representing the Bills fan arrested in a tailgate last year that was caught on Erie County Sheriff's Deputy's body camera. Caught on video. You could see that video over at WBEN.com as it was released last week. And Aaron, we've learned some new information both about the sheriff's deputy and kind of about this case over the last 24 hours. First off, we learned that the deputy in question that's seen on the video, Ken Actle, will not be working the Bills game this Sunday after the release of this video. What have you been told, if anything, about the deputies involved in your case?
Well, I haven't been told anything, quite frankly. I've found the sheriff's department to be very professional and conscientious. I've worked with the jail guys for years, and they're outstanding. So I was a bit surprised when I heard that the same deputies would be working this Sunday at the Bills game, but I'm told that that's no longer an issue.
All right. He was on the schedule just up until a day or two ago, right? It was your understanding?
That's correct.
Were you surprised?
I was, but then I was not surprised to find out that that decision was made to remove them from the schedule.
Now, looking at what we've seen as far as the video, I think by now a lot of people have seen that video that, again, is at WBEN.com of the arrest being made. We've also seen some additional footage of what happened after the arrest while your client was in custody. Can you kind of explain a little bit of what is seen in that video and kind of how all these pieces are falling together?
Well, I think the pieces are falling together nicely, and they tell a pretty profound story. I think that one of the main factors to consider when viewing this incident is the demeanor of the deputies from the beginning to the end, and that includes the portions where Mr. Belcito is receiving medical treatment and once he gets to the holding center.
What kind of feedback, Aaron, are you getting from people after the release of the videos this week?
Well, I'd say almost all of the feedback has been very positive. I think people are disturbed at what they've seen and learned. Nobody wants to see this kind of thing happen. I think most, if not all, police officers don't want to see this kind of thing happen, especially to a good kid that did nothing to cause it.
What are the next steps in this case?
Well, a notice of claim has been filed, which is a prerequisite to a suit against the municipality. I think that was served yesterday, and now the county will have a right to take testimony from our client, which I expect them to do, and once that testimony is taken, a lawsuit will be filed in the state Supreme Court.
And how long would that take? Would that be a few months from now or weeks?
Well, I can't tell you when the county is going to schedule the 50H hearing. Usually that's scheduled within a month or two following the service of the notice of claim. And the statute requires 30 days to elapse from the taking of that testimony before we can file a suit. So I can tell you that 30 days exactly after that testimony is taken, we will file the suit.
So you expect this to kind of start to move forward, the wheels in motion here, and start to pick up steam?
I do.
Aaron, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you. That's Aaron Glazer. He's the attorney for Nicholas Belcito, the Bills fan, who was arrested during a tailgate last December, December 2017, in a violent incident that was captured on Erie County Sheriff Deputy's body cam.